نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 26th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. So we have five or six topics quickly to cover. So let's see what, how far we can go. And any questions you have, then after the program you can ask. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First is what happened between India and Pakistan. You see, sometimes we are very naive and simple people, we Muslims, you know. So the story, behind the story, we don't understand that. So you need to understand these enemies of Islam. Quran teaches us Surah 5, verse 82, the last surah, the last verse in the sixth supara. The last verse in the sixth supara, chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Jews, the Jutlas, and وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا and the Mushrik, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. But we must not go to that extreme and say, every Mushrik, every Hindu, every Jew is our enemy. That also is incorrect, is against Quran. Quran says, Laysu Sawa'a. You must say, majority of them are our enemies, and majority of them want to cause harm to the Muslims. And you just have to look at the current day politics between India and Israel, the unholy alliance. So Israel, India, America, France, all of them were involved. What was the aim, brothers? They wouldn't just come together. There must be a motive, there must be an aim. So sometimes we read this, we read that, but we don't even understand what the aim objective was. They say that Pakistan, now Pakistan, I spent 7 years there plus minus. So it's a poor country and corrupted to the core also. Politicians are corrupted, the army is corrupted, and half the Maulana is also corrupted. You know, it's like that, Pakistan. You know. So you must remember, but Allah Ta'ala takes work from whoever He wants. It's the only nuclear state, and the person, Muslim state, and the person who taught them all these things, his name was Abdul Qadir. I'm Abdul Qadir, he was Abdul Qadir. So the Abdul Qadir, he engineered this whole thing, and then he, like, you know, he went to share it with Iran. He went to share it with North Korea. Then they banned him, put him under house arrest. You know. So the aim was this, India, Israel, America, France, whole all shaitans, obviously. We want to wipe out Pakistan's nuclear. And we will take over some areas of Pakistan also. You must understand the politics of the whole thing. You see the British and all shaitans, you know. So they ruled India, undivided India. Undivided India is India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, your Ceylon, Sri Lanka, all that is Hind. So in 1947, partition took place. So they said the majority places where they are Hindus, so you India. The majority places where they are Muslim, you Pakistan. But see, when it came to Kashmir, majority, they even today, 7-8 million Muslims, so even today, so they didn't give it to Pakistan. So this is a simple strategy they use, that we are the colonizers, we are the people who cause so much problem for these people. So they will fight wars and they'll forget the occupiers, the colonizers. So who remembers British today? Very few people. That Pakistan will sway India, India will say Pakistan, and the issue is Kashmir. So simple, if you want to solve the Kashmir problem, so you must remember, give them what United Nations said, then let the referendum take place. So let them choose Pakistan, let them choose India, let them choose autonomy and what. They'll never choose India. They will either go for autonomy or either they'll go to Pakistan. But they won't allow this to happen, you see. So Allah, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They plot and they plan, and Allah has His master plan, you must remember that. And Allah Ta'ala used the Pakistani pilots, Allah used China. China played a big role, and Turkey also played a big role. So these three, four countries came together, Pakistan, China, Turkey, Azerbaijan. And these three, four countries came together, and then they hit the hell out of India. They hit the hell out of Israel. They hit the hell out of America and everybody. You see, Trump, he just talk nonsense all the time. I've made, you know. But his deputy is that Vance. That Vance said, we got nothing to do with this. When they say all this, we got nothing, when they on the receiving end. So that is why CNN said also that India went to America and said, please put pressure on Pakistan, we want ceasefire now. You understand? So there's Rafael planes and missile, whatever they call, they paid million, billion, whatever. Pakistan hit the hell out of it. You must remember that. Pakistan is a talented country, but corruption and all that, you see. Allah knows best. So Mufti Taqi Sahib is like the biggest Maulana Mufti Sahib there. Now he's a great Mufti and all that. They got all the madaris, we call, we studied this under Wifaqul, who is the head of that also. So he wrote the article, he said, Pakistani, what Allah gave us is like, you know, a miracle karamat happened that we warned us. So every one of you must make sajda a shukr and thank Allah Ta'ala for this magnificent victory and then stay away from all sins and all that. Sajda they will do, now who will stay away from sins? So you know our ummah today, so that is our ummah today is what? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want 50-50, you know. Please Allah Ta'ala and please Shaitan also. So that everywhere in the world is like that. You look South Africa and anywhere. So that is the problem. So that very briefly, I just gave you what happened there in India, Pakistan and so. India weren't just now. Of course, Pakistan harm after this good threshing they got and hiding they got. So what they do, they got all cowards, you see. Hindu darpok here. You must remember that. Hindus are biggest cowards, just like the Jutlas. You understand? Quran says also, "Qul innal mawtal ladhi tafirruna minhu tumulaqikum." Then Allah Ta'ala says, "Yawaddu ahaduhum law yu'ammaru alfasana." All that. It's for the Jews and for the Mushriks, all this here. So anyway, they want to live for thousand years. They never want to die. You must remember that. So Muslim embraces that, the true Muslim. And they never want to die. They hate and they despise death. So you must understand these things here. So anyway, so what they do now, India, so now they got 1 million army. 8-9 million Kashmiris, 1 million army. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist. For every night, every 8-10 person, there's up a soldier there. So now there's blackout. International journalists not allowed. TV is not allowed. Now the people inside can send out news, but they themselves are frightened. So Allah forbid, Allah forbid, they can go into any house, rape the woman, could kill the person, they'll say, no, here you are. Like everything they do, Israel teaches them, you see. So Israel is a teacher and they are the student. So that is a lot of harm going on now to the Muslims in Kashmir, Indian administered Kashmir as they call. Pakistanis call it Maqbooza Kashmir. Pakistani called the Kashmir of India, Maqbooza Kashmir, occupied Kashmir, you see. Like how we say Palestine, Al-Muhtalla, Palestinian occupied territories like that. Then second thing they're doing, India, that the dam, the rivers, they're closing it now for Pakistan. Say we won't give you water and all that. But the agreement was there. But America is with them, France is with them, Israel is with them. So you see these shaitans. But the problem is, Me and you, the Muslim Ummah, never mind solve the problem, we don't even understand the problem. You ask 90% of the Muslim today, they just barakati, follow the Pied Piper. They don't even understand the problem. What you're talking about, solve the problem. They don't understand the problem. You understand what is really happening and these type of things. So that's one issue. Second issue is Gaza. So see, CNN had a poll yesterday, I gave it on the news. 82%, listen carefully to the statement, 82% of the Israeli support the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. Kill them, finish them up, flatten them up. 82%. That is jutla. I call them haramis, you know, on the radio. Some of you listen. So to use the word haramis in the Quran, you must remember. Harami means illegitimate child. So Quran says zanim. Zanim means illegitimate child, what it means. So pakka haramis they are, you must remember. Our worst enemies. Therefore on the radio I say Hitler did a good job. You see, when we went to school, they told you Hitler does, but we like parrots, you know. Whatever they taught us. So they were charging the Germans, the Jutlas, exorbitant amount of interest. Hitler said, you charge them interest, I'll give you a good thrashing. They brought about all the homosexuality, gay brigade there in Germany. They brought about all the pornography and all. On these 3 points, which Muslim can argue? Other things we don't agree, but on this. But the way they want, you must say that everything he did wrong. This whole 6 million is all one big fat lie. You must remember that. There's no 6 million Jutlas at that time, first of all, in Holocaust and all that. They are rabbis themselves, Rabbi Friedman and that. I got his voice note and all. I sent it out so many times. He said it wasn't even 1 million Jews. You know, he said we came up with this figure of 6 million for Hollywood. You know, so Hollywood could make more films and all. This type of thing. You know, Jutla. Everywhere you must make money. So you must remember this type of thing. And this anti-Semite and all nonsense, all that. You must be very sure. You mustn't be playing and saying their narrative. We must give our narrative and we must give the truth in the light of Quran and Sunnah. You Maulana, I don't know if you met before or not. So you must read one book there. If you want it, just contact me. I'll send it to you, the PDF. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya. One of the Palestinian ulama wrote it. He took chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and he made a ajib tafsir of this. You see, that is Qur'an. Qur'an is a living book, you must remember. It's not some history book, tell us stories of the past. You must take the Qur'an and bring it in the current, and for the future, and so forth. So he says that this ayat, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Take the starting, take the ending, chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. Quran says. In the ending of Surah Bani Israel, Allah says, I will bring these Jutlas and all these people, so why Isa alayhi salam must go look for them? Bring them one place and just finish them up. You see? Simple. Then the same Allah says in chapter 17 verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. The Muslim army will do 3 things. And Hamas is doing it. I met Hamas. But our people today are so frightened to speak of Hamas. And speak of Gaza and all these things. Even the ulama don't speak, half of them, 3/4. Say, no, we won't get visa, we won't get this. So like Saudi Arabia. Said this imam yesterday, Bandar Balila, sometimes they give Bandar khutbas also, you know. On the air, I say, they give such, you know Bandar. You never learn Urdu. You learn. Why? When we were in Madrasa in the 60s, we used to learn, Alif Anar, Be Bandar, Se Salander. Alif Anar, Alif O, Pomegranate. Be Bandar, monkey. And Se Salander. The Salander, we made our own word. In the book, it doesn't say summer. You understand? So we want to rhyme it out. Alif, Anar, Be, Bandar, Se, Salander. The Maulana is said with a stick. No, you can't ask no question. They just got the stick ready. Anything wrong, they just give you ID. In those days, it was the way for that. Like that it was. So anyway, Allah give them Jannah to fit. Those most passed away also. So anyway, so you must remember this. So you give Bandar khutbas, you see. These are some fairy tales. Pray the king. This MBS, Pakka Murtad bin Shaitan, Trump, they gave him $1.4 trillion. $1.4 trillion. In front of the whole world's media, he tells MBS, Johnny, oh Johnny, stand up Johnny. Imagine what disgrace. In front of the world, you understood this type of thing. And you gave him $1.4 trillion. That is Ummah today, you know. So, for Gaza, they couldn't give one glass of water. Like this, they couldn't give past 3 months. The Saudi Arabia. Najdis they are, you know. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only one who's a mercy to the entire universe in the creation. So what we see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for Sham, for the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Made special dua for Yemen. Then somebody said, Wafi, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Wafi Najdina Ya Rasulullah. So Ya Rasulullah, we want dua for Najd. So then Nabi alayhi sallam refused. He said, "There al-fitan wa zalazil." The fitnas will emerge from there. The earthquakes and earth tremors will come out from there. And see all the fitnas today. Any weak Muslim, we are weak Muslim, we are sinners, transgressors, million, billion, zillion sins we committed. Any Muslim in the world, you ask, Sheikh, you, what's your name? Yusuf, from which country? Ethiopia, mashallah. Addis Ababa. Father, further. If I ask you, Sheikh, from Ethiopia, I'll give you $1 million, you must put up a cinema in Medina Munawwara, film, cinema, you will put? Huh? Nobody will put. But does Shaitan, Harami, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, he put 10 cinemas already in Medina Munawwara. He put cinema in Makkah. And the Imams of the Haram are making long dua for him, how much khidmat he made of the Haramain Sharif. So this kind of thing. So you must understand that this Hamas and them, they are the ones doing the job. So Quran says, chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When we come to the last days, the Ummat will do three things. Hamas not doing everything, some they are doing. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure the faces of the enemy. All of you, I told you before also, but I don't know, sometimes you'll hear, sometimes you don't hear. We got selective hearing, you know. Selective hearing and selective amnesia. We hear half and we don't hear half. Wife say, go bring piyas, they go bring aloo. You understand? You know? So this type of thing. Then the fight starts. You understand? You know, you're just laughing. You know aloo and piyas. What is it? Your wife, what she told you? What you must bring? Huh? Aloo. So aloo is what? Aloo is what? Yeah. And what you going to bring? Piyas. Huh? Leave wife, your mother told you to go buy, so then you make mixing. Huh? You make isn't sometimes. See, even the small one is laughing. So then the fight starts, you see, like that. So you call selective hearing, selective amnesia. So I told all of you many a time in the past, you must download, start tonight. It's free. Go there and just H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. Haaretz newspaper, Jutla newspaper, left-wing newspaper, free of charge. You read, very interesting, then you'll stop. You know Jutla. They'll tell you, now if you want to read the whole story, so then you must subscribe. So the next day on the radio, I told them, hey, Jutla, because my programs, they recorded the Jutlas. I said, hey, you Jutla and Jutli, me, I'm a Pakka Mehman, you understand? I'll never subscribe to your newspaper, you understand? So that first half I'll take from you, and second half I'll take out from my brains. So give the Jutlas money, you know? So you must read the Haaretz newspaper. All these news I give you, you'll find there. Haaretz newspaper, today you go, Israel doesn't have army. So who are they calling up now? They're calling up the reservists. The reservists who suffer from Dr. Muhammad, what? You'll know PTS, what? PT? Yeah, but what?
PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD. Post-traumatic? Yeah, all big words, you know. So this type of things, so I just say post-trauma, kalas, you understand, Farsi shortcut. PTSD, long tajweed for us all that. So I say, they go all the jutlas, and already two of them committed suicide. They say, we don't come. You understand? What we must shoot them, we shoot ourselves, khalas. You go see, Naharesh is written there. You see? So like that. Hamas say for us, imma al-ishtishad wa imma al-ghanima. We don't surrender. Either we go for martyrdom, or either we go for victory, and we get the booty. So how can you win against them? Today, their generals are telling them. They're saying that you will never beat Hamas. So the whole thing is to keep Netanyahu in power. Not Netanyahu, we call him Satanyahu, Satan, you know. So this type of thing, the shaitan. So, because why? If he loses, they bring back all the hostages, then there's to be elections, he loses, next stop is prison and jail for him. You see? So, you see, you must know your facts. But the jutlas are just waiting for you to make mistake, then they can sue you. You know, they won't play then. You know, they already sued me for 10 million. But they don't know jutlas, this was our guys, the Shias, you see. One guy was married to a Shia. So I said, Shias are kuffar. And I told him, those people who marry Shias are morons. And words, you know, I also make noise. So he brought a big letter. I got a shock, you know. And a jutla lawyer on top of it. So sued me for 10 million, you know. So this time, alhamdulillah, they lost the case and he went big bankrupt also, you understand? So alhamdulillah, we're still running with Allah's help, Allah's mercy and so forth. So brothers, you must know your facts. So you see, there was a president of Israel, Katzef. So this is how I present it. I see Katzef, he couldn't, they like rifles, you see. I see he couldn't look after his own rifle also. So he started raping the woman and playing and, you know, sexually more. So they put him in jail. President of Israel. Olmert, Prime Minister of Israel, he likes the money too much, this, that. So they got him on corruption charges, so they put Olmert in jail. So Olmert was eating omelets in jail, you see. You see, they must put the double chabi for them. So I say, next one, the prison is ready. Is he Netanyahu, Smotrich, Genbin, Gweg, old Lord Katz, Cohen. Whole lot must go now. All war criminals. You see. So Quran says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةَ لِيَسُوْجُوَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَجْجِدَ. Then you will enter Masjid. Yesterday was Jummah. You think every Palestinian could enter Masjid al-Aqsa? They don't allow half of them. Our brothers, my nephew and them went now before Ramadan. They say 10 doors there, 8 doors, they don't allow you. South Africa, go, no. They go, then one door they allow, like that. No. So he said we had to go early for this because South Africa took them to the ICJ. You see, like that. So well, if ANC did one thing straight, is that what they did. The rest, you know, Allah knows best. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current, you see. So I believe next week you guys for 5 days you won't have water, I believe. So it's true. Yeah, you see, Barkati plays this. Only sir, your name is Mia. You come from Yaswam? Grandfathers. I swam Yaswam over 3-4 times in my life. When I finished Heaves, 1970, before you were born, it was Shaaban. So my parents, you know, they wanted I must make Tarawih. So my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafiz Abdullah, he's 80 now plus minus. So he's in Durban. So he told my father, no, we have to go to the Grand Mufti, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi. So I got my shirt, trousers and all that. You see how our brother is wearing the topi like this. So that is the style, you see, those days. So you must wear your topi like this, you know. I still have long hair. So you have your topi and have your topi like that. Like, the hair must show out in front. That's the style, like, you know. Yeah, you must remember this. You must going to do like that. Keep the hair out like that. It's old-fashioned. Now you must keep like, very good. So mashallah, just, so I went like that, now what we know what's happening. He spoke to me in Gujarati, who do I know what he said. He said, this guy doesn't know whether he's coming or going, he's not Bali, he can't make Tarawih. So finish, you know the story. Then 1980, I finished Pakistan, this, that, then we came. I wanted to always get into a Darulum. There's no Darulum in South Africa. We said Darulum Newcastle, our Mohasema started in 1973. All other Darulum started 82, 83, like that. So this is 80. 81 January, I want to start somewhere because I came home in November and went for Hajj and all that. So then nothing happened. I went, met Maulana Sema. I said, this Maulana Sema also forgot about me. You know, so I said, let me go Miaswam and see. So we went to Miaswam. So Habib Abdul Rahman was there, you know. So he said that, you know, sorry, Hafiz Abdurrahman wasn't there. Hazrat Mufti Sahib was there. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib gave me so much du'as. I didn't tell him about the deep time, you know. He said, I want you young ulama, you must get involved in teaching and this and this and that. May du'a kar tawab ke this. So all that, I was very happy, you know. And this thing, so he said, the person in charge here is Hafiz Abdurrahman. He'll phone you. 40 years passed, he never phoned, and he also passed away, you see. So I was there for my neighbor also in Lens, just diagonally like that. So not my teacher, but I used to respect him like my teacher. I used to go by him after Asr sometimes. So cut long story short, you must remember that. So then Mausema phoned that Saturday afternoon. You say you must come Monday. Stood Newcastle. But don't bring your wife with 1981 January. Because here, we have a big shortage of houses. And ISCO took all the houses away. You know, ISCO, the steel gun. So I went alone. So they went to Molana's, I knew there. So I asked, who's the guy who's in charge of all the houses? They say, Osman Tar. I say, Osman Manjosago. Yeah, it's my connection, you know. Mehmet, he must make a plane for me. So I went to him, Osman Baki, I. He say, all right. I told him this, that. He say, I know your family. Say, Osman Ghar Kapi. He say, here's the key. He say, we did there no cell phone and all. So I went back down alone, so to Tuesday. I say, Mona, with Molana, I spent 20 years in Newcastle. I already speak Urdu. I say, Molana, mujhe to ghar mil gaye. He say, who gave you a house? We're looking for our 6 months. We went, you come yesterday, today you got a house. I say, Osman. He say, your family, I said, Ji. I didn't tell him, Osman told me there's 2 houses. So he said, go now and get the keys. So I went. Now I'm here in Newcastle to Heidelberg. My hometown is 250 kilos, you know. Now I can't come. I say, now we can, I'll go fetch my wife and all that. So then we spent 20 years there, alhamdulillah, excellent. Allah Ta'ala give Jannatul Firdaus. Mausema passed away then 2007. So cut long story short, you must remember, then 83 was the first Jalsa in South Africa. You understand, ulama and all the first time in South Africa's history. 4 of them already passed away. Our students, even I was teaching final year with Allah Ta'ala. So you must remember that. So last week I was in Northwest. So when you see Muhammad Mansurul Haq, So sick, bichara, he can't even speak. And the 3 brothers came. He couldn't even recognize them. They're from Rustenburg. He recognized me. We taught for 15 years. Then he left. And that I was there 20 years. So, you know, very sick. Make dua for him, bichara, you know. Sahib-e Firash, better than bichara. His wife passed away. And a lot of stories. Anyway, so like that, you see. So a lot of things happen like that in life. So I was telling you about this ayat here. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَلَ مَرَّةِ So they will enter the masjid as they want, first time, you see. So that, imagine what a shame and disgrace for us. The imams of the haram, that last week was Sudais, yesterday was Bandar. And for 20 years now, I'm translating the khutbah and more. Every Friday, it suits us fine. You see, it's 8 o'clock now, plus minus. So in Saudi, it's 9 o'clock. So we translate their khutbah. And then we go to the masjid. Every Friday I'm in a different masjid. So then, like this Friday, I was in Bertram's. So then, I finish the khutbah, then we make dua, and then we enter the masjid, you know, like that. So it works out fine. So imagine Makkah, Medina, they don't allow the imams to make dua and use the word Yahud. You see, Ahmad Talib, Imam of Medina, they fired him. He made dua. He said, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin aqa. Out, finish. Makkah, very seldom. Medina, seldom. 90, but they don't allow them. Sudais, he big, he can't use the word. Yahud, he says, Sahayina. For Zionists, he used the word. You see? So you must know. So our Makkah, our Medina, our Aqsa, you can't use the word Yahud. What a shame and disgrace. 25 million Jutlas, 1 billion Muslim, good for nothing. I mean, that's what it ends up. 10% you can say are Mujahideen. And our Maulvis in South Africa also. 90%, 80%, they can't stand on the minbar and say Shias are kuffar publicly. Because why? The Shia sponsor some of them, sympathizers. They can't say MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. They worried about their visa. Is true or not true, Maulvis? Huh? So that is the truth. You must remember this. So how then, how you expect then? To the message to filter down to the public. So Quran says Allah will choose a jamaat. They will take the jutlas and the enemies on, America, whoever is with them, India, Britain, whoever, and they will defeat them. Then you will enter the masjid. And all this veto with Trump and Biden and this one and the Obama. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala will crush their pride to pieces, remember that. You see. So that is Quran, is miracle of Quran, ijazul Quran, you must understand. So never ever, today they martyred and murdered one family, imagine, Hadith Sabi got 1, 2, 3 children, all yours, right? So imagine 9 children, all under the age of 10, 12, all martyred. How? But you see this masoom children du'as, that will bring down the fall of whole of Israel. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawarullah Murqadahu, the founder of Hamas. Hamas was formed in 1987. He became Shaheed in 2004. Those days already, early 2000s, he said, Zawalu Israel fi sab'in wa ishreen wa ishreen. He said that Israel will fall in the year 2027. See now how slowly the West is turning against them. France is saying we're going to apply sanctions. Britain and them saying no more free trade. Like that, Spain said, you understand that we must put this. So slowly, Ireland is saying must kick them out from United Nations and so forth. And so slowly, 80% of the world is standing with Palestine now. Because you're seeing everything. It's the first time a genocide is taking place and is being screened live. Because everybody is a journalist. They got cell phone, you must remember. Cell phone, it's not like me, understand? Take picture, photo, by the time we take that, the thing will be finished, you understand? They masters these people, you know how they are in this type of thing. So they're sharpshooters, you know, stood like that. So you must, today I brought my cell phone, I went to your, this Pakistani brother, Atik Bhai, Atik. So I told him, Atik, somebody, he just did like this, he's so fast he go, I said, Bhai, let me try again in my phone, then I'll see, you understand? You know, these Pakistanis can close their eyes and do all this. So, you know what they did with this war? They took over all the computers of the Indians. They jammed it in the first 3 hours. They say IT, India are champion. Pakistani beat them in the IT also. Yes. You understand these things. Allah want to give you victory like that. So that is second issue. So victory is ours. There's a big price to pay. And these are the price they are paying. There's no doubt about it. But all of you, I told you before also, you went for Hajj, you went for Umrah, mashallah, those of you who haven't been to Aqsa, you must go, remember that. Now is the time, you must show your solidarity. Me, I can't go, the chutlas bend me, you understand? They tell me you're a troublemaker. What they call me? Troublemaker. They say you AK-47, I say no, I'm AK, what? I told you before, AK? 255. What's AK 255? Hafiz up? Small Hafiz up? AK? Ayatul Kursi? AK? Ayatul? Verse number? 55. So which one? Why are you pulling the musalla? Huh? You're looking for AK there? So there. AK 255. So which one is more powerful? AK-255 or AK-47? Yeah, you mustn't forget that. You see? So I tell them that they got me, they chase me out. They get out from here now. They stamp my passport, never come back. From there to go for Umrah, I was just hoping the Saudis don't see. You know how cracked the Saudis also are. They read our passport also, South African, from right to left. You know, they think everything is Arabic, you know. It's English, must read left to right, they read right to left. So I just put the page together and spoke to him something Arabic, they make him laugh a little bit, he's tempted, ya Allah, you understand? So otherwise they see also the mamnu, tukhul, they also get excited, you know, and this stuff. So Allah, the third one is very sad for us, what's happening in the Arab countries. See, Quran says this. Surah 9, verse 101. Surah 9, verse 101. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. Some people of Medina, this is in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, the verse is revealed. Some people of Medina, they continue persist with their nifaq and hypocrisy. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. You don't know them. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know them. We, Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala uses the plural to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. You understand? Like that. So, نُعَذِبُ مَرَّتَيْن, we'll punish them twice in this world and in barzakh after they die, before Qiyamah. It's called barzakh, you see. The interspace in between. And then, ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, then they'll be dispatched to the worst place. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, Surah 4, verse 145. So Surah 9, verse 101 is telling us, in those days, munafiqeen, now what about now? So Saudi Arabia, the government, pakka murtad shaitan harami. United Arab Emirates, pakka murtad harami. He banned tabligh jamaat, he banned ulama, he banned everything. So Dubai, those of you who travel, if you just land in Dubai, I used to go 4-5 times a year via Dubai. Yeah, there, travel, you understand. Now for past 5 years, I don't travel. So far we go, all the small countries nearby and this. So you just land there because now they got ties with Israel. Israel gave, you understand, then that Pegasus. Once you land there, they got your whole phone. Whether you know, you don't know, they got all your data, everything, you understand. They can just pick you up anytime, you must remember that. Your sons or brothers, sisters, daughters who are in Makkah, Medina. In Medina, Munawwara, the pillars that are there, they got secret mics there. They can hear you speaking, they'll pick you up after 1 hour. It's a police state. You must remember that. They got the agents everywhere now with Pakistani kurta, short kurta. You think it's Pakistani, all Saudi guys. They make them learn 5, 6, 7 languages. You know what happened to my friend? May some of you know him. He also loud mouth like me, you know. It happened last year. He was there in Medina in front of Starbucks. He told the guys, you understand, hey, haram, haram, this Starbucks, they for supporting Israel and us and that. These guys are sitting there with their kurta shot. He told Pakistanis, they followed him to his hotel. After 1 hour, the police picked him up. 5 days he spent in jail. That he was, Allah's help came to him. His family, they little bit, you know, they were consul general and the peer family and all that. So you must remember that. So they managed to get him out. They said he's half mentally disturbed and this, and cooked up some letters from the doctors and this. So they say he's half cracked, like, you know. And then after 5 days they got him out and this type of thing. So you see, like that it is. So today, anybody, your family, anybody speak about MBS politics, just say, by me, I know nothing. You understood? One guy sent me a message from there, from Aqsa, and they say, they asked me at the border, you listen to Barkat Sahaba. He said, no, I don't know who's Barkat Sahaba. And they say, you don't know? He said, no, I don't know. And so, all right, go inside. Imagine the Jutla asking him if he listened to Barkat Sahaba. You understood? So much monitor. We speak, maybe we don't worry about what. They just try and intimidate us, you see, like that. So the point I'm making, brothers, you must be aware. Our Arab countries, Saudi, Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, all government, all murtads, all non-Muslim. And then they're all supported by them, you understand? By America and this and that. Iran plays a double game, you see. See, America and Iran, they play nice game. They'll tell Iran, you must harm these Arab countries. They'll tell the Arab countries that Iran is coming to harm you. Say, what must we do? Say, buy more arms from us. You understand? Chor ko kehte, jaakar chori karo. They'll tell the crook, go steal. And Malik ko kehenge, chor aa raha hai. You see? They'll tell him that the crook is coming. So he say, what must I do? He say, invest in us, we'll come protect you. This is how simple. So that is how it is, you understand, today. Very sad. Then last one, two things. See, Qurbani is coming, all of you, yeah, who are baligh. Now these children, they're all right, you don't have to worry about them. So if you want to make for them, make one, you understand, for a whole lot of them, and for the whole ummah, then that nafil Qurbani is fine. So like that is all right. You know, children, they like to go and all that. My father used to take me, you see, in the 60s. So we go to the farm. So I can remember the one incident still vividly, you understood. There's one Muslim guy came, you understood, with his, like a jacket, with his trousers, like a jeans, and like a, you know, like a, dressed up like a Western guy. He had his rope and cap and all that. This. He must have watched it in movies or something, you know. So he said, I'm going to make Qurbani of that. Bull took him away, you understood.
So he must remember, he forgot what happened and all, come there. And so all funny, funny things you see. You see. Everybody is laughing. They say, this guy says to kill the bull took him away. You understood? Allah, his sugar didn't kill him. You understand? You like story, Afizab? You don't like story? He likes story. What's your name, beta? At the back? Hussein, yeah. You to become Hafiz? MashaAllah. How many Jews? Oh, MashaAllah. Also a Maulana? Very good. Excellent. So, MashaAllah. 1975, 74, I went to study in Pakistan. So, my parents, they wanted I must come back Ramadan, but I knew what was their idea. They didn't want I must go study. Reluctantly, my ustad put pressure on them. He said, no, the men wanted to let him go. Anyway, so there's after 6 months of holiday, 6, 7. So they said, come back in. I said, no. I said, 63, you all made Hajj. Hajj was on a Friday. Come, you'll make Ramadan, Umrah. You don't need visa, nothing. There's no embassy here. You come there, and then I'll come from Karachi. They give us visa, quick foreigners. So I'll meet you all there. So I spent 6 weeks, they spent 5 weeks. They 74, whole Ramadan, Alhamdulillah. Then I counted my money with Allah's help in 75. I see, I got a lot of dollars. Let me go for Hajj, you see. So 75, I went for Hajj and all that. Alone, from Karachi. So now they know all this muassasa and agent business. You do everything yourself, you understand? So now it is the 10th. 8th you go Mina of Zulhijjah. 9th you go Arafat. The ninth you go Muzdalifah. And the 10th you go to Mina. So you pelt. Big shaitan is the only place in the world you pay more money to be nearer to shaitan. You understood? You pay more money to be shaitan. You know which shaitan we're talking of? The one we
have.
Yeah. You made Hajj Umrah. The father will take you. You must read. How many paras you know? One, two. One and a half. You did Alif Lam Mim. Yeah, you will do Surah 2. Read Hussein. Hafiz Abu Hussein. Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana. Shabash, you pulled it. Very good. I didn't even pull it, and you pulled it. Wa arina manasikana watubalena innaka. He pulled it. Innaka antata. He pulled it very long also, mashallah. Very good. So now write it down in the head. Surah 2, verse 128. You got? Surah 2, verse 128. Why are you doubting? You think you're a wife? Huh? Or you send emails to the females? Huh? You got phone? Yeah, man give them no phone. So they forget everything then. So, yeah. Hussein, which number? Surah? Hey, Shabash calendar. I don't have no money. I should give you some money now. So I said, oh, maybe I got. Let me see. I think I got the one is left. I went to Masjid of Usman. So I gave them the, nice Masjid there. So I read Asr there, I read Maghrib there. You know how many pockets we got also? One pocket is for money, one is for uplang. You take 10 and give him 10. So there. Give Hussein 10. Don't pocket it now, Hussein. 10 for you. Yeah. And this. So now you take all 20 away. So what I was telling you? So now you must go. So I came in 75 for Hajj. Story time. So now we go there to slaughter. But this is nicely, no? So this Pakistani, he bought the camel. I'm watching. Now I knew a little bit Arabic, Urdu, you know, we learned a little bit that time. So till now we're learning. So then the Pakistani paid 1,000, 2,000, whatever he paid, he gave the money. So that Arab guy, he gave the camel. So the Pakistani doesn't know Arabic. So he made letters. Zabah, you must pay. Arab guy saying no. They say you must pay khamsin. Camel money, you paid me, I gave you the camel. Deal finished. Slaughtering, another deal. You know, there's Bedouins also out there. So, say you must pay 50. That guy, we all in ihram. That Pakistani is trading him like nobody's business in Urdu. This Bedouin selling him, swearing him in Arabic. And I'm the umpire watching. And I'm laughing. That stupid camel left the Pakistani and Indian, Arab, Pakistani, and start chasing me, and I'm in the haram. And I'm running, and it gave me a kick, you understood, from here. I landed right there by the chair. Allah shukr, nothing broke, man. And lucky my haram didn't fly away. Imagine my haram should fly away. True story, yeah? That's why when I see a camel, I just walk away. One kick in the life is enough, you understood? So it gave me such a kick, my back became straight, you understand? So this type of thing, yeah. So that 1975 waqia, I'll never forget. This camel is half crazy also. So anyway, you must remember that. So now we told you about this here, Kurbani. So all of you must make Kurbani. You get camels now in South Africa, you saw? They're selling camels also now. I don't know, 10,000, 20,000, and you know, rice per size. All this 300 rand business of Kurbani in India, just forget this all. It's not Kurbani, it's money-making gimmick. I said on the radio, there's 300 rand cow they're selling. Now you work it out, you're all Vepari businessmen. Seven of us gave 300 rand. So how much? 2,100 rand. Converted into Indian rupees, because it's India, they say, Rajasthan and this and that. It's how much? 10,000 rupees. Show me you get a cow for 10,000 rand in India. If you get a cow for 10,000 rupees, I mean, it'll be half in Sakarat, that thing. Understood? Before Kurbani day, it might die also. You must remember this. It's not a hadith, Maulisa. People, they say hadith, but not sahih hadith. It's not authentic. Rather say, qawlul ulama. Azzimu dhahayakum fa innaha matayakum. Choose nice, healthy, healthy animals. You see, Hafizah, what's your name? I forgot. Sahal. Saad. Saad and this thing, Hussein. You see, Saad and Hussein, tomorrow you're going to grow up 18, 20 years old. Then you go propose for this one. Maybe Maulana got nice daughter, you checking also. We don't know, you know, nowadays. Yeah, a lot of things happen, you know. Yeah. So you must remember, you can't go with a Nissan and Toyota and all that. Then they'll tell you we're making istikhara. Must go with a smart BMW. Be my wife. You understood? Yeah. So like that you must. So now you're going to go on the Sirat. You know, you'll say pull Sirat. So you must go on that. There's no BMW and Merck and all that there. So this animal, it takes you into Jannah. So if you go with the animal, a half Sakarat dead, what will happen to the animal? It falls down and what happened to you? You see? For Allah's deen, you must. A&E, you understood? Yeah. These A&E guys are all very good guys, mashallah. So they asked me today three questions they asked me. I come read Zohar Namaz here, so they asked me, where's the red Mercedes? I come with the red Mercedes, you know, two door, sports one normally sometimes. Yeah. So I said, where's the red one? So I told my wife, the people, they must see the red Mercedes. She don't like it because she says, it's too flashy, this car. You say, me, I like it, it's a V8, you know. You press that thing, everybody gives way. You say, is the fire brigade coming, you know, and this type of thing. So we came with the other one today. So she also says that. Then they asked me, how's sister? I say, you come to Trichardt, you have to visit A&E first before you visit your sister. Because the shop closes 2 o'clock. And I only pitch up 1 o'clock here. So like that it was. So anyway, cut long story short. So you must remember that you can't be choosing such animals that are half dead. You must choose good animals for Qurbani. Allah, see Quran says, Ya alladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Spend the tayyib, the best things in Allah's path. Wala tayammamul khabees. Don't give things that now is winter. You know here in the township people are poor, this, that. You give them socks. When he put on the socks, all his toes are open. Even he, bichara, will start laughing. He say, now look at this man here. He gave me socks and all my toes are smiling still. So Quran calls it khabis, you see. So when you give good things, you must not rotten and broken and half sakarat things and all that things and all this kind. So in Pakistan we used to study. You know there the madrasa, they think we all paupers, you know. What they know we South Africans. They think yeah madrasa ke bache yatim hai. So the food go off in the wedding in Andika. They say I'm madrasa bhej do. It happens every weekend. Every Friday happens. Madrasa bhej do. The food went off, sent to madrasa. Ye madrasa wala khayenge. You see the ummah today. So anyway, so Qurbani, inshallah. So the moon story, you know, you got moon samis. So yeah, we got 26, tomorrow Sunday. Monday 27, Tuesday 28, Wednesday 29. So we have to scan the sky. Wednesday night is 35, 36 hour moon. So it will be sighted, inshallah. So Thursday is first. Okay? So our Eid will be on Saturday. 7th June. Okay? Where you already eat salat? Yeah. You got Eidgah or? Dog? Eidgah. Very good, very good. Jay? Oh yeah, right. Very good. Excellent. So you must remember that. So there's I'll be in Durban, inshallah. You understood that 4 or 5 days before Eid and all that, we'll be there. So you guys, that's our Eid, right? But Saudis, you know, the moon sum is there. They see the moon even before it sets. You know, the sun sets. You know, they make the moon sighted. You know. So anyway, Arafat will be Thursday. Eid will be Friday. That's their, what they are. They make announcement and all that. You know, like, so that is how it will be. We'll be again one day behind them and all that. So that you should know. So make your Qurbani is weekend, Saturday, Sunday, like that. You got 3 days, but the earlier you make it, the better it is, mashallah. So that is second next issue. Next issue is this, that what should we do? See, I tell you 2-3 things. You know, I'm going now and I'm finished. If I show you my phone, I'll show you there's over 100 questions waiting. Because people, they wait, you know. Because I try and give the answers very quick. Like, you know, I don't like to wait and wait and wait. But then it takes too much. Too many questions pile up. See, I just show you 2 things. Rone ka maqam, we say, is we should be crying actually. You small children here, now what must we tell you? You see this phone? Oh, I left my phones there by my wife. You see? So they just say they see the phone. You understood? Where's that stuff? I met Hafiz Wadi there. Hafiz Yunus Wadi, he studied with us. We studied together in Karachi. So the last time he came, he gave me this. Home. So I said, no, let me take it. I'll meet Hafiz Wadi, I'll show him. I showed him then Masjid Usman. I said, I'm using your comb, don't worry. So let's just say this is a cell phone. 5-year-old, 6-year-old youngsters, Muslims also. Listen carefully. They can't even speak properly. But they're addicted to the phone already. How? Because you know today AI. You just speak and that thing will appear. You know? So now they learned one word. Now to speak in front of these children is another story. So now you must remember, they speak to the phone and they say transgender. So the guy was born Steve. But Steve became Eve. You understand? Better you close your ears, I think, you know. So he was born Eve, and Eve now went for operation, became Steve. So now there's Lighty, 5-6 years old. This is true, yeah? Not some story. That they speak to AI, he say, I want to see the movie and the porn on Steve who became Eve. I want to see, the lady can't speak, but he knows how to speak to AI. And now all this, he never went to school, but he's already addicted to the TV, to the phone and all this. So where does Ummat will end up, I'm asking you. So therefore, I can walk away, I don't have children. But you the parents, you the teachers, you the grandparents, it's farz, it's wajib upon you. Quran says, Surah 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. You must save yourself and save your children from the fire. You see? So imagine masoom children getting addicted to the phone even before they went to school. And now they can just speak to the phone, the AI business. You know. I don't even know how it works, but they know. So you must remember these things there. And what happens? That thing will show them. What they worry about? Everybody will make money. You see? Like that and so forth. So be very careful. You must monitor what your children are watching, seeing. First of all, why should we give them a cell phone? But you know. For you, Malisa, think what's happening. Sometimes we live in all these small towns and all that, and we don't really know what's really happening, you know. It's better, in fact, too much fitna in the big places. A person, ABC, we'll just say ABC, husband, gave his wife XYZ talaq, 3 talaqs. So they ask the question, I say all 3 is 3. We're Muslims, we're not Christians, Trinity and 3 is 1 and all that. And this masla is Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, everybody says 3 is 3. There's no ikhtilaf, difference of opinion. So they didn't like that answer, this, that. I don't know who they went to. Listen carefully what I'm saying. They went to one sheikh, went to one maulana, mufti sahab, whoever, I don't know. They say, no, we found a way out. I say, what you found a way out? They say, no, that maulana told us, listen carefully, that maulana told us, that's what they wrote in the reply. The maulana told us, they tell the lady who's mutallaqa, who's divorced, 3 talaq, she must become murtadda. She must leave Islam. Leave Islam for 3-4 days, and then become Muslim again. You see? And then they can get married. So today on air, I said, today this morning, if any one of you heard, I said those maulvis or those sheikhs or imams or whoever who are telling the woman, after they receive 3 talaq, you must become murtadda, they themselves, they murtad. Wow, deen ko ek khel bana rakha. What, you playing with people's iman or what? How can you ever give such a suggestion? First crime you commit, you give 3 talaq. Then second crime you commit, you say no, you tell your wife, the maulana said become murtad. Then after 3 days you become Muslim. And what happens if she passed away in the 2-3 days? See, what I'm trying to show you, we live in South Africa, and you will get, South Africa is free for all. You will get all different characters coming here. Because South Africa allows everybody. What you can do, you can't do, it's free country. So remember, brothers, which ulama you consult with, which ulama you're going to take your fatwas from, and so forth. Be very, very careful. And your children as well. So therefore, Islamically, the month is going to end just now, 1 month's time, 1 month, 3-4 days, and then it's 1447, so time is going, so me and you, we need to realize, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when the sun used to set, his face used to change, you know, he used to get a pensive mood, very worried looking, Sanjida, we say in Urdu. So the students asked him, why this? See the answer he gave. He was the mufti, the grand mufti, like, of the ummah. So he said, naqasa fihi ajali. My lifespan is decreasing, you see. And my walam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is decreasing, and my good deeds are not increasing. So imagine all of us. Do we ever think like that? Now, this Ramadan that passed, I'm 70 years old, I was born in Ramadan, 68, Gregorian calendar. So imagine you start thinking, I'm 70. So when are we going to start thinking of death? And all, Mawana A.S., they say, Majlis, he came for 2 days, 3 days to Dadir. You know, small Jalalabad is written there. So then, when I heard, so I sent message, I must meet. So always they know I must come there. So they tell me, your appointment is 7:30, Wednesday. So we meet the Maulana, there's a big sheikh, you know. So I told him, I said, how old now you are? 86. He said, no, 85. Say, I'm right on the edge of Qabr now, you see. Right at the edge of Qabr, where a man, he works for 20 hours. He only sleeps 2-3 hours, 4 hours. You see, day and night is busy writing. Understood? So brothers, we should all think about that. The greatest thing, somebody from here, Dr. Harun, his sons are gone, I heard. Yeah, mashallah, I must send message to them. Doc is not here. Yeah, so where's that Badat? So I wrote one book for Doc, right? Another book. So you must, you can give it to doctor, then doctor will give it. So, or you want to go yourself and give it. Whatever is easy for you, then just, but sort it out tonight. So anyway, so this thing, tell all of them, and tell all the Hajis also, make special dua for Gaza, for Sudan, Kashmir, the Burmese Muslims, Rohingya, and that is, you write in the right place, Makkah, Medina, then Mina, Arafat, Muzdalif. But the greatest dua, Ya Allah, let us live with Iman, and we pass away with Iman. Surah 12, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima, wa alhiqni bisaleh. That is the greatest, remember. Allah give us tawfiq. Okay, come Hussein, ask one question now, we start with you. You think I give you money for nothing, you must ask something. And you next, Saad. So be prepared. Come on, sir. How you can say nothing? You smile so nicely. Come, Saad, you beat him, show him. Anything. I wish our teachers could tell us like that. Ask any question. We were never allowed to ask. A big stick there. You can't ask, you ask questions, you cut first. Huh? You are, show your brother. Ask him, what's your name? Ahmed. Ahmed for A. A for apple, A for Ahmed. Come ask one question, anything. What's the meaning of Ahmed? How many times Ahmed come in the Quran? How many times? How many times Ahmed came in the Quran?
I don't know.
Four times. If you count Surah Muhammad, then it's five. But Quran, four times. Ahmed came how many times, Hussein? Huh? One time. Surah 61, verse 6. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِيَاتِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ Ahmed. How many times?
One.
One time. Then what is the meaning of Ahmed? Muhammad, how many times?
Four
times. And Surah Muhammad, what number Surah? We'll carry on till I catch you. Huh? Darul Uloom, the students say, I got it right. I say, come here, I want to see how much you got. So I come, sit here. Then I ask them till I catch them. Huh? Surah number? One madrasa I went, Heath class. I asked the student, what number surah? I say surah 115. I tell him the Quran is only 114. You're a Shia or what? The way his ustad was sitting, he laughed. So I told him, Maulisab, teach these students. Maulisab, leave all the surah numbers, it's very difficult. The ayat numbers, but the surah and the number, that is easy. Surah 9, surah Tawbah, surah 20, surah Taha. 10, 20, 30, like that you teach. Then you come in between. Then like that they must know. Understood? Huh? Inshallah. Chalo, ask questions all of you. Anything, come. Doctor, you got a question?
Maybe a statement. With all what's happening in Qatar, you know, we have our Muslim brothers. We tell them, you know, sacrifice something in your life. Like, you know, boycott some products of Israel. Sacrifice something, you know. I'll give you an example, like maybe Nestle, chocolate or Coke or whatever. Or you must not go for journals. Or you use Microsoft. You know, you use Stents in, so it's all Zionist products. And then we have non-Muslims who are going for protesting and boycotting. If you ever look at what Ireland does for Islam, for Muslims, the Republic of Ireland, we are put to a shame.
100%.
Now, how do we now, I go to center, right? Krispy Kreme, all the Muslims are like that. You go there, they're all drinking Coke. How are we ever going to be united? They all come for fajanos. As if, you know, we don't pay fajanos. Yes, it is right. Fajanos is also right. Yes, we can also get rid of Microsoft in this alternative. No problem. Try and sacrifice some little things. If you can't even stop eating cattle, how are we even going to, you know, do the rest? Forget about going for jihad. You can't even have jihad against cattle. How do we talk to our fellow Muslim brothers? And you know what? Look at the non-Muslims. They are doing what we are supposed to do. Isn't it a shame on us?
You see, dog? Yeah. You are highlighting the problem. So I have to tell you where this whole thing starts. If you put 100, I'm not passing judgment here, I'm speaking generally. If you put 100 Muslims anywhere in the world, ask them how's your income. You will find majority's income is tainted, polluted, or is not 100%. So Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nas kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. You don't only eat halal, you have to eat halal and tayyib. So once you do that, then Quran says what your income is, what you consume, it has a direct impact on what you do. Kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salih. Now to answer you, dog, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told a sahabi, Wabisa his name. Wabisa bin Ma'bad. He told him, O Wabisa, that you istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak. You must ask your inner conscience. You must ask your heart. Wa in aftaka al-muftun, wa in aftaka al-nas, hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Even if ulama and people say jais, leave that fatwa, you must ask your inner conscience. So that is where we come to, is the ethical issue. We say, you must have heard me saying on the radio, brothers, you cannot go to McDonald's, even if it's Muslim owned. You can't go to KFC, you can't go to Starbucks, you can't do this, you can't. But you come by lands, opposite Jami Masjid, they open a big McDonald's just before Ramadan. And it's full of Muslim, and 24 hours is open. Understood? So what you're saying is right. But that doesn't mean now we mustn't tell them. One thing I noticed, when you speak to brothers individually, sometimes it's more effective. You see, today, there's, you know better than me, Doc. There's peer pressure. They want to impress the girl. They want to impress this one, all that. Say, man, these Maulvis are also mixed up. When one say like this, one say like this, one say like this, and all. So people always will look for a loophole. You must remember that. So we as individuals, to expect the whole ummah, it won't happen. Quran also says that. But we have to start with our children, our family, our influence where we got, and so forth and so on. Now your nephews are there. So you should tell Dr. Harun, you brothers, my nephews, you are there. Make tawaf for the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till the last baby to be born. Not only that, make intention from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, all the people who passed away with Iman Islam, I made this tawaf for you. I made this umrah for you. If it's nafil hajj, I made this nafil hajj for you. So when I used to perform hajj, I tell the people, I made hajj for you, I made umrah for you, I made the... So my nephews, they know that, you know, they can speak to me like I joke. They say, how can you shoot the people like that? You lie so much. You just come from hajj. How can you make hajj for so many people? So I explain to them, if it's nafil and voluntary, you make million, billion, zillion intention. So like that, so inshallah, some way the people's hearts get soft and so forth. And that. But to wait for the ummah is not going to happen. If Hamas and them had to wait for those Arab countries and Arab regimes, what should happen? Your Masjidul Aqsa, everything should be gone long time. So we have to become proactive. See, I'll end off on this note. All of you here, all. Even the small children. You, Ahmad, how many surahs you know? You know Alam Tara? Lila figuration? Oh, never mind. You small, no? Never mind. So there's your brothers, they know, mashallah. What number surah Quraysh? What number surah Quraysh? Hussein, Papa? Huh? The people say, I check now. They take out the phone and they check quickly and they tell me the answer. You know the sharpshooters. Surah 106. Alright? Surah Quraysh. I'm explaining to you the tafsir of Surah Quraysh. So in Makkah Mukarramah, so there was a custodian, a trustee. Like here now, you're the trustees, whatever this is. I don't know who, you know. So there I know Qasim is a big shot. You understand? There, Majid Usman. He said, I'm in the middle, Qasim on my left, his father on my, Qasim on my right, and my father on the left, you see. So I gave both of them a message, you must do this, do this. I told him, in this masjid, I don't see big Quran. You must put big Quran. One thing I had supper after that, my sister, my wife, I say, Ben, I speak to my sister, Mehman. I tell her, Ben, first time in my life I see a masjid with so many spectacles. So Qasim, I don't know where he got so many spectacles, he put all the spectacles there. You see all those reading glasses, you understood? So you saw in that masjid, there's all glasses there. I was alone there in the masjid, I wanted to read Quran. So I said, let me walk around and see what things they got here. I see all spectacles here, still in the plastic, you understand? So must be all those uplang ones, you know, not tested. Just put anyone, see which one is working and just wear it. Don't take it away, leave it back there, you understand? Otherwise slowly all the spectacles will go away. So anyway, got a long story now. Surah Quraysh. So the custodian trustee of Makkah from those olden days, before Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable auspicious birth of Nabi, was Hashim. Hashim means to be a baker, you know, bake bread, make bread. Hashim had an emergency meeting. So Hashim told them, you know, We in Makkah, everybody looks at us. We the custodians. And they look at us with respect and honor. And from days of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic day. So he said, but the self-sympathy and self don't help. We must become proactive. So everybody is waiting. What can we do? We are living in abject poverty ourselves here in Makkah. We just drink zamzam and this and all that. He said, I'm starting import-export business. Who said? Hashim said. I'm starting import. So little but what he had in Makkah, rihlata shita'i was safe. So summertime, he go to Syria. Winter time, he go to Yemen. And yes, slowly, slowly, now the thing start booming. You see? Say, people from Makkah, and what you talking, they came by us. And now they, I remember I was a young boy, that is Hussein and Saad and them. He passed away, bichara. I still can picture him. He used to come with his three-piece suit. You know, my father's name was Ismail. So he come to Ismail by Tame, who baat karoch, man? You know, we used to sell suits and all. So he had all those men's outfitters. He say, Ismail bhai, I to jannat lo jalebi chhe. I to jannat lo jalebi chhe. You must take this Rex through form, ne, I name, M, and I don't know what, and why, I remember this one name. He say, jannat lo jalebi chhe. You see, he was a master talker, you know. I just used to look at him and I used to laugh, you know. But I can't speak, my father gave me one smack, you know. So the time, no, all. So just listen, and then you run away, you understand, like that. So he spoke to the people. But now people come. See, what you talking when the people from Makkah, they coming in, they selling stuff. Everybody was not buying. So summertime, Syria, wintertime, Yemen. Now you go up and down. Then others start going and all that. The Quraysh. Now they handling the import-export market. Lo and behold, Allah wants it. So Hashim lands up in Gaza. Is that Gaza? Gaza. Why Gaza? You doctor, Dr. Muhammad, you know very well. So, today you'll still use it here in the hospital. So, I got lost. You know, I ever got lost here in the hospital. So, I took a long cut. So, I passed the hospital. So, when I passed the hospital, I said, oh, Dr. Bahadur, are here, right? Now, I know where you'll work and all that. I was alone. You see, nobody here. Oh, now, Ismail is gone. There's Ridwani is gone. Otherwise, Ridwani take me around also. So, I go to Badat. You see, I knew his brother and them. I said, you must pick me up here. Just the night time I get lost, I was the lecture also. So, because I know his brother well. So anyway, got long story short. So what happened? Gaza. So our mothers, sisters, daughters in that time, they used to sew. So when they used to sew, then somebody get cut this, that, then they make bandage. So what you call it, doc? Gauze bandage. Gauze, Gaza. Original philology of the word gauze from Gaza. You must tell your colleagues there. So say this, Gaza made contribution to you all in the 21st century also. So you must teach them this. Like that. So Kadlo, then he landed up there in Gaza, Hashim. And he passed away there. Hashim passed away in Gaza. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i in the year 150 is born in Gaza. And lo and behold, Muhammad bin Idris, his name, after 2 years, his father passes away. After the mother's iddat, to then he had a big meeting, you understood? Say, what must we do? So 2.5 years old, Imam Shafi, Muhammad bin Idris, say, we whole family make hijrat. Here they land up in Makkah. So when he's in Makkah, he's a young person, like now, small like him. What is his 3-4 years? 2.5. Yeah, 2.5 days. See, come here, beta. What's your name? Come. Salaam alaikum. See, small boy, this is Imam Shafi. You see? South African version, Imam Shafi. You see? 2.5 year old. But he's drinking zamzam. First dua he made, Imam Shafi. Allahumma rzuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me abundant knowledge, profound knowledge. Then he made dua, Allahumma jalni ramiya. Ya Allah, make me a rami. Today you tell the guy, make me a rami. He doesn't know rami, he knows harami, you see? Rami don't mean the cards and all that. You know, we're so small, we play cards and all that. Rami. So Rami means make me a master shooter, marksman, you know, archer. So at the age of 7, he finished Hafiz of Quran. Who's his teacher? Who's his teacher, brother from Ethiopia? African teacher, Khalid, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji. Ustad's name, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, African. At the age of 7, Hafiz, finished Quran. Maulana Mia, what's first name? Ahmed. Maulana Ahmed Mia, you know anybody in South Africa, any Maulana Sheikh, who knows the entire Mu'tama Malik by heart? You know anybody? See, you don't know. So even I don't know. So I want to see, maybe he knows. Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah, at the age of 10, he had the whole Mu'tama Malik by the African teacher, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji. At the age of 13, kana yudarrisu bil haram al makki. He's teaching, giving lectures in Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 13, not even baligh. At the age of 15, this African teacher gave him permission, not writing verbally, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. See, that is Allah, how he give izzat and honor. Barakat of Gaza, barakat of Makkah, barakat of Zamzam and that. Afterwards, he went to go study by Imam Malik and that. So brothers, we must remember these kind of things. So dog, that is what we have to do. That we have to become proactive and never lose hope. Remember that. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. You see that? When the day I started Hifz, 1968, my mother went 1-2 days before to my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. My father, ordinary businessman. But when Hafiz Limalia climbed that mimbar and he delivered that khutbah, man, my father also. My father maybe knew 10 surahs, I think, maybe. You know? He told my mother, but there's everybody Maulvi Sahab, you know, old days how it is. Say, I'm Maulvi Sahab, I will do something, man, you see. So then my mother also, they say, take me there, we'll speak to him. So they go by Hafiz Sahab, you know, Gujarati. He say, Pavirun, Hafiz Banawanu, this, this. So he said, yeah, bring him 4 o'clock in the morning. So they say, so then the next day, my father said, you better be ready up past 3:45. 4 o'clock, you must be there. I still keep it with my Quran. If you come there to Lens, I'll show you. My Quran, where I became Hafiz, I keep my Amma Supara. So they told me, I come with the Amma Supara, you see. When I went first day, now I must start. My Ustad, he told me, you're good for nothing, hopeless, useless you are. You can't even read Quran looking inside. I felt ashamed to tell your mother that your son is a hopeless character. Looking inside, he can't become. But now she say, I must make you Hafiz. Come, let's try now. He took out his red pen. I still got it there. If you come one day, I'll show you. He say, I'll read, then you must read. Amma yatasa'alun. Amma hunna yatasa'mad. Like that. Ayat by ayat. Amma alone took me 4 months to finish. You understood? Allah's fazal, Allah's fazal. You know Mamaji? Mamaji Hazrat Mawaz Ubaid Ali. Yeah, his duas, his barakat. Hazrat passed away in Muharram 1967. Every second week, third week, we there. Then he'd take me in his hands. I always used to go for that. I don't understand one word he say. My mother said, Dua Kurwano, Hafiz, Taibo, Mastan, Che, this, that. You know, mother. So a lot of stories. Then he said, come here. Then he'd take me, make a lot of dua. He didn't make dua for him, he told him, make a lot of dua. So sometimes I go there also, you know. I say, it's your ihsan. You made dua, you see. So always keep company, not with all, but the real buzruks and all of them, inshallah. But we mustn't lose hope. Ummat now they'll try, inshallah. So you get always good bear. Hazrat Ji, doctor, maybe you met Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabad. I don't know if you met him. You met him? Aye. So Hazrat Ji came 5 times to South Africa. So Hazrat Ji gave me name Lamba Kurta Wala. Because the Jalalabad guys all short in the way they topi 5 pillars of Islam. You know, the 5 pillars. I don't see anybody wearing it. Your topi I can't see properly. It's 5 pillars. So doctor, somebody told Hazrat Ji ye in South Africa, he said, Hazrat, aapke ye Jalalabad ke tolaba ya aate hai, ye karte hai, koi ye karta hai. Just complaining. Hazrat Ji is waliullah. He complains, kept quiet. That man finished, he said, khatam, he said, khatam. He said, I want to ask you one question. That this Adam alayhi salam was in Jannat, then he came out of Jannat, yeah. Then Hazrat Hawa, she was in Jannat, she came down. Iblis was in Jannat and he came down. So where all the trouble started? Where the trouble started? Huh? Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Adam alayhi salam, don't eat there, he forgot. فَنَسِيَ Adam, and so Allah say, you transfer you. Iblis, the Shaitan, and Lucifer told him, you want to make sajda? He said, I don't make sajda. Aba was takbara. He defied Allah. Pride. Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. Allah. For Nabi Adam alayhi salam, you say Allah transferred him. For Shaitan, you say Allah expelled him. Get out from here. You see? Like how the jutlas, they expelled me. You said, get out from here. So that day I said, I'm going to fix you all up now. You jutlas. So you must remember this guy. That's what they record me. So the point I'm making is in Jannat already Damal started. So now dunya also, all this will carry on now. You will never get that what you call utopian. Utopian, nah? You will never get that utopian system. That's not just a dream there. Always it will carry on like that. Vice and virtue, haq and batil. In Urdu you use the word kashmakash. It will always be that conflict, you must remember. Chalo bhai, jazakallah khair, 9 o'clock I must be at home. So my wife and sister are waiting there, you see. So there's inshallah. You want to ask questions? Right, finish. So inshallah, then tomorrow we'll be there in Masjid Usman, 5 to 6 is. You'll pick me up?
Yeah.
Huh? Make sure you don't oversleep. Nah? Because you say once a week you come here in Pretoria, just now you make Ada and Qaza and all this kind of things. So inshallah, so tomorrow morning we'll be there inshallah. There are no politics and all that. They nasiha we give, you understand? So subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, shalala ilanah.